Plan B, whatever it might be. Okay, 1131, please.
Request of Ken Forcier to address council regarding skinny house construction.
Good morning. Welcome.
Morning. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, members of council, thank you for this opportunity to speak. Yesterday, the citizens of Portland voted to retain a provision in the Metro Charter prohibiting Metro from requiring local governments to increase density in identified existing single-family homes. It cannot be more clearly stated than by Metro Charter that our established neighborhoods are protected against increases in density. What then are skinny houses? My historically platted subdivision named Irvington Park is entirely 25 by 100-foot lots, which were developed in groupings of 2, 3, and sometimes 4. It is built out as R5, speckled with more spacious spreads where wealthier homeowners secured yards and gardens. This subdivision is the greater part of Concordia. A few years back, my neighbor Sean had a skinny house built to the south of his Craftsman bungalow. Over the weekend, a humble cottage to his north was demolished by an excavator. The house across the street is being sold to a developer. With a skinny beside and likely another across the street, Sean is already facing double the density that the zoning promised when he bought his home. Sean is literally squeezed between the McMansion demolition epidemic and the skinny house invasion. In 2003, Mayor Katz and council ignored the recommendations of the Planning Commission and the pleas of many citizens. With no well-considered plan, they passed an ordinance allowing construction on all 25 by 100 vacant lots. These individual lots, whether or not they've had a residential structure on them in the past 5 years, have no grandfather building rights associated with them. Non-existent rights for non-conforming construction were created and authorized by fiat with the gavel. The comprehensive plan, zoning map, and the Metro Charter language protect our neighborhood density and is being ignored and violated by that action. 11 years later, longer-term analysis provides that this form of development continues to fail to meet the benchmarks for compliance with the comprehensive plan. In the eyes of the Department of Planning and Sustainability, skinny houses don't even meet the definition of infill development. They are frequently marginalized as being an insignificant number of units and an unnecessary contribution toward meeting the housing goals set forth in the comprehensive plan. Skinny house construction only finds conformity in an R25 setting where the very size and stature are non-conforming to the R5 neighborhood because the constraint, the lot size, is half that of the neighboring homes. The permissive code table authorizing this single lot development was unapologetically given the heading non-conforming situations. A home on a single lot is out of compliance with the residential 5,000 zone from the day that is authorized to be built. Skinny house development offends our zoning rights as homeowners. If every 25 by 100 foot lot in an R5 neighborhood can be individually developed, then by ordinance, the city has rezoned those neighborhoods, which violates state law, the comprehensive plan, and the Metro Charter. As our elected officials, I am asking you to implement the most expedient plan of which you are capable to end the illegal development of 25 by 100 foot skinny lots in R5 neighborhoods. Please get back to me with your determination before allowing the Bureau of Development Services to grant any further approval of new construction permits, including the application made for 6216 Northeast 22nd Ave. Thank you.
No, thanks for coming in. Your timing is great in that I met with the Planning Bureau staff about this issue on Monday, and the Planning and Sustainability Commission is going to be looking at these issues very soon in their work on the comp plan. So we'll make sure you've sent us your email address here. We'll make sure you get notice of those discussions because this is very much on the table right now. So thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks.